Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
What's up, YouTube? We're pranking my buddy today. It's gonna be epic. Oh, here it comes. Shh. What's up, you Oh, no, it's a prank. Oh, he's so mad.
The following Thursday.
Hey, what's up, YouTube fam? I made a really bad choice when I decided to call my friend a racial slur to his face, and I never say stuff like that. It's the first time I've ever said that. It just so happened that I shot it and edited and uploaded it, so you all heard it, but I'm sorry you guys, like, took offense to that.
24 hours later.
Hey, it's been a few days. The first apology video did not go over well. I think, you know, I didn't mean it, if we're being honest. So now I'm gonna try to... I'm so sorry. I've already taken several racial diversity classes, and I'm gonna do better. Even though it's pretty clear I'm a garbage person at this point, I'm trying to just make you believe I'm not. So I'm so sorry, and it's just not who I am. And I'm gonna not post online for about 6 months, and then I'll be back. Thank you, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have thrown those tire spikes out on the highway and made that person crash. I thought it'd be a funny clickbait. I'm very sorry. Just know that it's not like me. It's so unlike me to be a huge jerk constantly online and in real life. It's very different. When I'm not on the cameras, I'm so nice. So please accept my apology, please, because I really liked your attention in the first place. And now I don't like the attention. It's pretty brutal. Apology videos. It's so funny. It's the new thing. I'm going to start doing apology videos in like my normal life or something. Just like Katie and I got in a little fight the other day. I was like we were doing like yard work and I don't even know. It was like we were trying to plug in the pressure washer and we couldn't get it plugged in. I was like, plug it in. She's like, I can't get it plugged in. I was like, ugh. And she was like, you're being mean. And then I just have to go into my studio and make a video. I go, I'm sorry I yelled at you when you couldn't plug in the pressure washer. The pressure of washing. It's just not like me, okay? When the cameras are off, I'm a nice guy, but when something comes over me, I just want to say sorry. And I have to upload it to YouTube Leak and send it to her. That's how we work these days. The apology video trend is great. And it's a very specific playbook of apologies, right? We all know this. You are, first and foremost, you have to, most of these people who need an apology video, I like to think, well, I mean, I was garbage person a little bit, but that doesn't define them, right? Everyone's a good person deep down. Not really. Everyone can be, but they do something. They finally get caught up with them. Okay, I got to apologize quick to get this over with. And then everyone's like, we can tell you didn't mean it. And they have to do another one. It's so good, man. And I watch them all, man. They're funny. I've been practicing my apology videos in marriage and with my friends. I apologize a lot. And I just record it just in case. Derek has them. He's editing them together.
Blurred out. You can't see me.
Yeah, exactly. He's not in it. No face reveal for Derek yet. He's, just wait till you see him. Maybe you'll see him on the Patreon. You guys want to join Patreon? go to treykinney.com/Patreon. But we are back with another episode of Correct Opinions, episode 83. We got a good episode today. What are we talking about? I think we're doing another installment of Crazy White Baby Names. We, you know, I tell about my times in Phoenix. We got to talk a little about WrestleMania and, oh, the Kong vs. Godzilla is a movie now. All that and more. Correct Opinions, roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Woo! Come on. I got the thighs out, baby. I'm in full shorts mode. I did a little online shopping last night. Oh! I haven't done that in a while. I don't know. I feel like I always get on and I'm just like, another t-shirt. You guys see what I wear. Another black t-shirt and jeans. And I'm trying to find right now my stage wardrobe, because I've, right when I was about to be on stage for a long time, pandemic, and we're starting to get back at it. Thanks to everyone who was in Phoenix. Vibes were very up. Some girls actually came to the show with Vibes Were Up shirts. Shout out to them. I saw you. I can't meet any of you because of COVID. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's what the people want. I'm still finding my... I'd love your alls, my recties, my tracidians. I'd love your opinions on what do I need to rock on stage? Because I'm still finding that. If you come to my shows, I think I just wear a t-shirt. I'm like, I could probably do better than that. I look like Dave Matthews or something. I need to step it up a little. But then I don't want to do too much. I'm finding it. So let me know, because I don't know. But we had a great time in Phoenix. Man, the shows were great. We like to do, spoiler alert, just for you guys, but we like to do fun. We try to get someone on the volunteer for the audience on the stage at some point during the show. It's such a fun element. We just got to, if you know, you know, my Phoenix people, you saw we had a late night Thursday show. And let me just say, the woman who came on stage could barely get on stage. And that was fun. She was having a good time. And that's just what out here, what people do in Phoenix, baby. On a late Thursday at a Trey Kennedy show, you never know. So she could barely get up off the stage. We literally were like, and everyone give it up for her. All right. And usually when we do that, it's like the people know, okay, my time here is done. They get off stage. And she just stood there with me. It was like me and her on stage for a good like 30 seconds after. I was like, okay, you need, hey, get up. Get off the stage. She's like, what do I do? And people were starting to be like, oh no, is she gonna like puke on stage? But it was a good time. And that's the craziness of a Trey Kennedy show. A lot of people also hitting me up saying, Trey, you're going on tour. Yeah, we're going on tour. Get your tickets. Trey, is the show kid friendly? I have my 13-year-old loves your YouTube videos. You guys know me, right? Do you think you're gonna show up to my live show? It's just going to be like Magic Mike meets Dave Chappelle jokes or something. What do you think I'm going to do? You guys follow me for years. It's just like, yeah, you know what? I think the best move for Trey Kennedy would be, I'm going to go on tour. I'm just going to, nothing but slurs and sexist jokes. And I'm going to strip. There's going to be burlesque dancers in the background. That's what we're going to... No! Bring your kid. I don't know what you think is kid-friendly, but it's, you know me, okay? It's going to be a good time. I did some online shopping, man. I don't know what to get. I just buy more t-shirts, and I'm like, I go back and forth. I don't know if it's anyone else. I go back and forth. Like, I don't know what to get. I get on Nike.com, and I feel like there's stuff these days. This was what I wear in middle school. Big graphic tee with cutoff. I don't get it anymore. I'm starting to feel old, which is scary. For the first time, I guess the kids now are wearing baggy pants. We're supposed to wear skinny pants. That makes me nervous. I don't want to start getting behind on all this. I want to make sure I'm still bussing. Sheesh! Derek, you know that trend? Sheesh! Oh, see? That's scary, right? That's one of my favorite new ones on TikTok. You should see my new landscaping. Sheesh! See, I know it. If you don't know it, you're old. So it's y'all, my people listening to the podcast, you got my word. I'm going to try to keep you up with the times, okay? For instance, I'm going to keep you updated on new movies coming out. Godzilla versus Kong. Kong versus Godzilla. I don't know what it is. Zilla versus Kong. man. Oh, it's like CGI WWE. It's insane. It's awesome. Wait, we got to watch this trailer. These movies just never, never fail. So I don't know how many of these he's made. This movie, it's a whole movie where just a big lizard fights a big monkey. Listen to this trailer, dude. Look at this. If you look at the Godzilla vs. Kong. Oh, oh. Okay, monkey on a ship. A huge lizard comes out of the ocean. How is the lizard in the ocean? Reptiles are not saltwater animals. Well, I guess there are some. Is, I guess, okay, Godzilla's a saltwater croc.
It's Godzilla.
What was that?
It's Godzilla.
So dramatic. It's Godzilla. He's back. So intense. So unnecessary. Oh, just a right hook. That wasn't even cool. Kong just, they just kind of square up. He just gives him a little Jake Paul right hook there. They're on a cargo ship. How'd they get out there? Yeah, it's like, well, we gotta strap the big monkey to a cargo ship. We gotta get on the Atlantic. Because that's where Godzilla was chilling, man. He was out in the middle of the ocean. Was he causing any problems? It seemed like it was fine until you rolled up with a huge monkey on his turf. Just let him rule the seas. It's not bothering anybody, okay? He has plenty of room. The seas are only getting bigger, right? Bye, Florida. And Godzilla just let him... I mean, just get Dwayne Johnson to handle Godzilla. Or Kong. It's confusing. These movies, I mean, where will this end? Eventually, there'll be like The Rock versus The Rock. This year, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and a massive boulder. It's rolling across the earth.
Dangerous times.
These are dangerous times. You gotta have a guy, just a Mexican guy with that kind of voice in there.
These are dangerous times.
These are dangerous times. There's a huge lizard in Times Square. It's very dangerous. This monkey is getting very big. In a world. This summer.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
He's hurting people, we don't know it. Why can't he be a nice lizard?
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
There's something provoking him we can't tell. What is it? They just found out he has like... allergies or something. They're like, oh, he just needed a Zyrtec and he's fine. He was just hungry.
There was a war
in a world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus the biggest boulder known to man. Who can stop it? A rock is heading right for the Empire State Building. Yeah!
Who bows to who?
Kong bows to no one.
Kong bows to no one! Oh, now the lizard is... It's Yu-Gi-Oh now. The lizard... Look at this screenshot. The Yu-Gi-Oh is blasting cosmic rays out of his mouth. Okay. Now the lizard... is a Jedi, has a lightsaber mouth. Where are they going to go with these? Okay, we're going to reimagine this. This is, give me a template, Derek. Who is the, what first animal comes to your head? First animal.
Gorilla.
Besides gorilla or lizard?
Antelope.
Antelope. Okay. Antelope, I like it. Okay, antelope, another animal.
Tortoise.
Antelope and a tortoise. In a world.
This is our only chance.
This is our only chance. Helicopters, ocean.
We have to take it.
We have to take it. Huge tortoise, sea turtle, the size of Australia.
Maybe a tortoise isn't so slow after all. And an antelope, galloping. Through the Saharan Desert over to the Mojave.
And this child.
Speed versus stealth.
With.
Bond.
Versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I made a promise to protect her.
We must protect her. The one child.
I think that
the sea turtle wants to eat the child.
Bond did the same.
Finding Nemo versus the cast of Zootopia.
And then the turtle and the antelope, the meat in the water, water and the air and the land. And somehow Dwayne The Rock Johnson wins. That movie comes out once a year. So everyone get excited for Shell versus Speed. That's what that'll be called. Woo! Come on now. Godzilla vs. Kong. I can't do it, y'all. I saw it's like breaking records. I mean, it looks cool, right? But it's so shot. You could tell they have just experts doing the CGI. Let's spend all the time and budget on that. What about the script? I don't know. Just have a scary guy go, "These are dangerous times," and then have a girl, you know, "Who's gonna bow to Kong?" Everyone, because Kong bows to no one. And then lightsaber out of Godzilla. It's like, yeah, we just got this new effect in special effects. We can do a lightsaber out of this lizard if you want. Like, just print it. People love it. Who cares? It's CGI WrestleMania, baby. CGI WWE, which I saw what Logan Paul was on WWE. What? That's another thing I've never watched, but man, is that good stuff. They're trying to, you know, as with all of the people, they're trying to get the younger crowds. Let's hire a TikToker, YouTuber to come do it. You know, I don't know what's next. Judge Judy's going to have Addison Rae be the next judge or something. It's just, it's so disingenuous, but I don't know. Maybe I need to go on WrestleMania. WrestleMania, they have, obviously it's very scripted. It's fake. That's fine. It's scripted. And they should have me on it, man. Be like, all right, Trey, listen, you're going to go out there. Randy Orton, that's the only guy I know. He's going to suplex you. So you go out there and you're going to act like you're on the phone in the middle of the ring because you got a business call. You're a business. You're a podcaster. You're going to be doing a podcast in the middle of the ring. "So what's up with these crazy white baby names?" Randy Orton goes, "I named my daughter Daffodil. Watch out, watch out, watch out." And then he's going to suplex you. And they're supposed to act like I'm in a lot of pain. I'd be like, okay, print it. Let's do it. And then I would just go out there and go off script. Improv. Because I'm an improv guy. I'd be like, "What? Can we just improv?" Like, no, you got to. Stone Cold Austin's got to win. Like, no, let's just improv it. Get me out there and like, "Watch out, watch out, watch out." And I just move to this left a little bit and he falls on the ground. And then I just put my hands up in the air. "Woo! Trey. And they're like, stop, Trey. And then the like ring girl comes out and I just go over there, dip her down like I'm going to plant one on her. Elbow. Suplex. That's the WWE is still the only place you can hit a woman and people like it. They still like guys are out there suplexing women and they're fine with it. It's a true kind of one of a kind deal. And yeah, maybe Trump will come out, bust a few tables like the Buffalo Bills. That's Trey's episode of WWE, baby. Take some of that. I'm going off script. I'm improvising it, making it interesting. I don't know if anyone watches this. It's like it's just like the human version of Monster Jam. It's really something else. And I would like to go to one. I'd like to see who was there. I feel like it'd probably, you know, have a lot of overlap with like Nickelback fans and people who apply to go on the Maury show. So, or Jerry Springer. And yeah, that's my thoughts on that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
All righty, let's get into, it's been a while, let's...
Crazy White Baby.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, someone emailed in. Always, hey, always hit me up, email me, correctopinions@trachear.com or DM the Instagram. This is a couple good stories. Someone found a Reddit page where someone said, hey, has anyone ever come across, or anyone, a nurse or someone who know, someone tried to name their kids such a bad name, the nurse stepped in and was like, ma'am, I'm not going to allow you to do that. We have a couple stories here. And I just want to say, these women are, not all heroes wear capes, right? Somewhere scrubs and tell real life scrubs to stop it. Apparently, the parents wanted to name their child Monster Galileo. Monster Galileo, and the nurse pleaded with them not to. When they wouldn't budge, she called child services. Wow. This nurse, we got to find her and get her on the pod. She literally calls people. It's like, hey, child services, I'm a nurse. I'm not sure these parents are fit to raise this child. They're like, oh my gosh, okay, what are they, on drugs or what? They must be, because they want to name their child Monster Galileo. Yet that wasn't even the worst name mentioned through all these nurses who were talking about these experiences. Another nurse spoke on a parent who attempted to name their daughter after a toilet latrine. I explained to them, please don't name your poor baby after a hole in the ground that soldiers dump in. She was horrified and changed it to Katrina. 2 days later, Hurricane Katrina hit. yeah. Don't want to say she deserved it, because no one deserves that. But kind of adds up. Latrine. It's like, you know, we want to name our child Monster Galileo. We want to name her that. No, don't. Like, literally, don't call your kid Monster. Okay, you know what? We'll change it to. Just name them before disasters. Just unlucky. They're twins. We'll name them. No, don't go there. Okay, another story. My classmate's mother was a maternity nurse, and she has a couple who wanted to name their son Colin, but wanted to give him a unique spelling. So they spelled it C-O-L-O-N. That's colon. Hey, who in the world is ever going to go Colin? That's colon. And why does everyone want their... This has so much to do with number two. Stop naming your son colon and latrine. So these nurses, child services, hey, I'm a nurse, we deliver babies here, so I'm just calling whenever I have an issue at hand that I feel uncomfortable with, I call child services, because I want y'all to step in and maybe do something, maybe put this kid into foster care. I don't know what needs to happen. Like, okay, what's happening, ma'am? Did they hit the baby? No. Well, they hit him with a pretty brutal name, which is sticks and stones. Yeah, we all know words hurt worse. I mean, that's at some point we're gonna have to label this as child abuse, because I mean imagine going through your whole life, your name's colon. I think there'll be studies one day, they'll be like, all right, kids with whack names, they struggle to get jobs, they oftentimes are more lonely, they struggle to just overall find fulfillment in life, because everyone's like, your name's the most important thing about you. What's your name? Trey. What's your name? Derek. Okay, got it. Moving on. I don't have to spend 30 seconds going, wait, it's spelled what way? You got it what? Someone sent me Oh, there's another one. Someone sent me one of those classic like front yard sign things. Oh, I got to find that. Where was that? Crazy White Baby Names. Got a lot of emails here. It's good stuff. Is that it? Oh, what's that one? Someone sent me this. Oh, they named their son Xerxes. No! Xerxes was a bad guy. This is our son Stalin. What are you doing? Xerxes. Oh, he was born today just before 4 a.m. He's got two older sisters who are excited to meet him. If all goes as planned, he's going to take over the Mediterranean. And then somebody sent me this, which is great. Blakely's Baby Q. Blakely. You're like, okay, I've heard Blakely, that's fine. But this is where people get you. Spelled B-L-A-Y-K-L-I-E. That's why it's like, oh, excuse me, what's your name? Trey. You'll go T-R-E-Y. We got it. You gotta go Blakely, but it's spelled B-L-A-Y-K-L-E-E-Y. Oh, actually, I forgot. I don't even. Blakely's Baby Q. Which sounds like they're. Are they cooking babies? Is that a clever name for a barbecue about a baby? Are they barbecuing babies? We don't know. Maybe these people got screw loose. We don't know that. It's just tough when you got to meet someone. You go, what's your name? Man, dang, I think you're really cute. I'd like to. What's your name? Latrine. All right, I'm going to head out because holy cow, I can't. Dude, wow, we saw your resume or, you know, we got a recommendation. We wanted to interview you. What's your name? Monster. All right, get out of our office. I don't know who, I mean, I know it's not your fault, but you got their genes in you at least. And that can't be a good sign. Get out.
Crazy white baby names.
Let's talk about the Kardashians again. Oh, these people are great. They never get old. Well, they do get old. They do look older, but they try not to. Khloe, this was going around. Khloe Kardashian. She had a photo going around of her. It was just an unedited photo. She was in a bikini. She looked like a normal gal, you know. Looked fine, but she didn't look like a porcelain doll. So she was like, they came with a statement. They're like, you just got to understand how hard it is to be us for these, just to trying to live up to these unrealistic standards. It's just very difficult. It's like, what, you set the standards. No one was like, I need to have a behind the size of a truck until you guys. Everyone was like, yeah, you're supposed to be, you guys set the standard. It's like if I start a podcast and I'm like, I'm going to post a podcast every week. And I go, guys, it's just so hard to try to, I mean, you guys just want a podcast every week. It's hard. It's like, no, you did it. You set the standard. You can't. That's why we love these people, man. It's so good. That's why, you know, when you love when Kim Kardashian's officially a billionaire. Not bad for a girl with no talent. But seriously, these people won the lottery. Let's not. I paused. I was like, should we give them credit? I mean, Kim Kardashian, she can't be easy to make $1 billion. But no, I think for her, it actually was very easy. Yeah, I think she just, it just happened. Yeah, I think that happens to some people. Like, yeah, these Kardashian, it's very difficult. You set the standard. Don't just, you look fine. You got to touch up these photos. Very difficult. I read a story. Kim Kardashian got caught by paparazzi and you could see a little cellulite. And now she like won't show her. She like wears pants and skirts all the time now. It's like, yeah, you're a normal person. It's okay. It's all right. You have $1 billion. Self-made. Kylie is a billionaire. Kylie Jenner. Self-made. That's right. When someone came to her and said, hey, will you sign this and we'll put Kylie on this lipstick and sell it for you? She had to sign that. And that wasn't, I mean, she did it. It's not like she did nothing. Okay. She said, okay, I'm down. And then they sold it all. She had to post on her Instagram. That's what's crazy, man. People like me, I'm out here like, I gotta really think this through and try to post something that people like. And then some people just like to follow. And I'm part of it too. I saw the I saw this. The all y'all laughing like something funny. Catch me outside, that girl. She turned 18. And did you see this?
Yeah.
On her 18th birthday, she said, OnlyFans is here. She made $1 million, which is creepy. Now we have however many tens of thousands of men who are like, come on, one more day, one more day. Yikes. We got a, what? Who made the adult age 18 in this country? Have you ever met, does anyone know of any 18-year-old? Have you ever met a single 18-year-old? We'd be like, yeah, you're good to go, man. You got to figure it out. I think the legal age of being an adult should be 30. I don't think I'm there yet. I still have to call my daddy for help for things. Who made that rule? That's one thing. People are like, let's talk about gun laws. Let's talk about, you know, voting rights. This, that. We just got to talk about, can we revisit what age you should be an adult? I think it shouldn't be an age thing. You got to, like, there's like a citizenship test. There should be an adulthood test. You got to show up. You say, okay, you got darks, you got whites, you got a load of laundry here. See where I was going with that? That's not where I was going. We're talking adult stuff. You got your darks and your whites. Do you separate them or not? Whoa, is it a little deeper than that? No, it's a laundry test, okay? I didn't mean to say that. And then you got to go, okay, your AC just went out. What are you going to do? And if you go, Daddy, can you help? Not adult. If you, April 15th is coming around. You got to file those taxes. Mommy, did you took an accounting class in college? Can you help me? Not an adult. You got to pass some tests, man. You got to pay your taxes. You got to do your laundry. You have to, you have to go through a test. What are you going to name your babies? And you have to list names that make sense. You have to, be able to look at I feel like my men out there, you have to be able to look at a pretty girl and not be like, I want it. You have to be able to, you know, oh, that's a woman. You have to calm down. If you're a lady, you have to not go see midnight premieres of Magic Mike 2. That is, I'm not rocking with, that's kind of weird to me. So there's a lot of things. I think we need an adulthood test in the country. 18-year-olds. Is this, I wonder if, I don't think this is a spam call, but I'm going to try. If it's not, it's going to be awkward. Hello? Oh, we'll call them back. I don't think that was what I was looking for. We're looking for our good friends over in India. They are savvy folks. I saw the AT&T starting commercials. They're like, part of their pitch now is, we'll shut down your spam call for you. I'm like, yeah, why are we, how? We got people in outer space. We can't shut down this rackety operation happening and with these tiny offices in India. Figure it out, AT&T and whatever. Come on. I don't need these people calling me named Sean.
Sean cussed me out.
Sean cussed Derek out.
Definitely wasn't a Sean.
Oh, yeah. Hello, this is Sean. We're calling. It's like, all right, dude. It seems a little iffy. F you, bye-bye. That's what they do. And listen, we love the Indian people. Indian people don't like these people either. We got to get that straight. Okay, that's an easy generalization. There's a billion people in India. If all of the people in India were calling us, the world would end. The cells would fall down. I mean, that's a lot of calls. It's a very select few. We got to remember that. Holy cow. So shout out to our Indian brothers and sisters, our Indian listeners. If you're out there, if we have an Indian listener or two, show us some love. We love you. You know, we're trying to get a diverse scene here. We do these shows. I stepped on shit out on stage in one of the shows at Phoenix. I said, a lot of white people. But man, I get great. There's always some diversity. And I make some jokes about black people. And it's funny because you could tell the white people are like, I don't think you should be saying this. But then I'll notice the black people are just losing it. That's what's great. That's what's the best. But a good weekend, man. I watched the Masters. I paid attention to the Masters golf thing for the first time in my life. First time, I'm reaching the age, again, almost an adult, I'm almost 30,
which will be an adult. And so part of that, I think, too, is like you got to be able to go get through a round of golf. So I'm getting to that age now where it's like a little less, hey, you want to play tackle football, and more like, you want to go to the driving range and sip Negronis? It's so I'm going to try to get into golf. I pay attention to golf. I want to be involved. And I watched it, and Hideki took it home. It was funny. I was like, okay, this guy, he's killing it. Honestly, I think it's bad news for the Americans, to be honest. The Asian people are very coordinated. Very coordinated. You ever seen, I mean, you've seen these people play ping pong. You've seen them, any racket sports really. I mean, they're just next level. I bet golf's not as popular over there, but if they get a hold of that, they're too coordinated. Hand-eye coordination, unbelievable. You've seen videos of like Asian people. You've seen that videos of the sport where they'll, it's like volleyball with only their feet. I'm like, how is that even possible? This stuff deserves more attention. This should replace every sport on earth. Have you seen? Just look that up. They're playing volleyball with feet only. They're just bicycle kicking over net. It's crazy. Hideki Matsuyama. He won, and he can't speak English, really, which I thought was hilarious because they'd sit. It's like Jim Nance. It's the Masters. It's very austere. They're kind of social distanced here. Like, Hideki, congratulations. You did an excellent job out there. What was going through your head over on 18? Because we saw you hit that one shot through the fairway, and it must have been a lot of pressure. Walk us through that. And his interpreter goes, and I'm like, how is Japanese that efficient? That was what was most shocking. Jim Nance would go, and then Hideki would say that, and the interpreter would go, yeah, he said, you know, it. He walked up to the green there, and he thought through it, and he hit the shot and felt good about it. All right, Hideki. Well, tell us, as the first ever Japanese Masters winner, what does it mean to your country over Japan, and for all the future golfers from Asian descent at all? Tell us, how are you feeling today? How are you sitting there? And the interpreter would go, "Ming bang." I was like, how? He said 58 English words, and he said maybe 3 Japanese words. That was all I could focus on during the thing. I was like, how? This doesn't make sense. I think he's just, because these interviews are BS, I bet he just talks like this. Hey, I'm Hideki, what's up? But they know, like, these interviews are such BS. Let's just try to not do them. So I think Jim Nance would say all that, and the interpreter would go, in Japanese, just say whatever. And then Hideki would go, and then the interpreter would go, yeah, he said, 100%, went out and executed, did a good job, and, you know, feels really good, and he's just happy to be Masters winner. And the whole time he's like, yeah, can we just get on? I think that was the strategy. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. If you're a foreign athlete at all, just say you don't speak English. It'll get you out of those bogus interviews. Because they do it. And the golf ones are a next level lame. Like, all right, here we have, here's this other white guy. Hey, you did a great job hitting those golf shots. And tell us how it was going out there. You know, yeah, I, you know, hit my irons well, and then I got on the green, and the greens were fast, and I hit it this way and was able to make a few and miss a few, and, you know, happy with the day. And it was like, why are we, this is not insightful at all. Give me some pizzazz here. So I don't know. I think Hideki was onto something. I think the guy's next level genius, golf mastermind and interview mastermind, because he's avoiding these.
He's definitely lighting torch at the Olympics, right?
Oh, he has to. Lighting torch at the Olympics. I heard, I didn't know this. So the Masters winners, The following Masters, they pick the meal that the...
I didn't know that either.
That's a thing. So you got to... We've had white guy after white, a white guy made this meal, winning this thing, right? They got to be fired up for the next one. These past ones, they're like, oh, great, hummus and rotisserie chicken again. Thanks, Dustin. And now you got Hideki in here. Who knows what he's coming with? Give us some Japanese flair, dude. You're going to have... Who doesn't love sushi? I mean... Thank you, Japan. Who doesn't love hibachi's Japanese, right? Oh, I love hibachi. Dinner and a show. It's so good. So that alone, if I'm the Master guys are like, yes, man. They need to like next up, man. That's what I would think about. If I'm in the Masters and someone from a place that just makes fire food is surging, throw it. Let them win. I don't want to eat. Oh, pimento cheese sandwiches. Yum. Like, they're okay. But what, how about, let's have an Ethiopian guy win it. A little spicy cuisine in the house. Maybe, you know, what are you, you're going to have the British guy win it? Good luck with your bland fish and chips. Hideki, it's the best thing that's happened to golf. Boom. Hideki, congratulations. What do you think you're going to have for the next Masters meal? Because that's always a fun tradition. And, well, the food sucked in recent memory because we white people don't season their food. So tell us what's walking, you know, walk us through your thought process. What's up in your mind? Tell us. The tipper just goes, bonk. And that's it. And I was like, how? I don't understand, dude. It was, they know they're paraphrasing because it's all BS. And so props to them. I got my thighs out. We're riding up. We're having a good time on the pod. Thighs out, baby. Vibes are up. And yeah, guys, get tickets to the tour, man. We're already sold a lot of tickets. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's held on to tickets. TreyKinney.com/tour. And I want to apologize. We had a few people be like, wow, no, Utah, Trey. Guys, we're going to bring it to more cities in 2022. I'm just going to tell you that now. I think it's all comment. They're like, the Mormon moms are going to be pissed. And I just want to apologize. Listen, all you Mormon moms, time's going to go by in a flash because you're very busy because you have 9 children. Okay? But until then, we're coming. Oh, I'm excited for the Utah show. I feel like we're building up Utah. But we're coming to a lot of places. I know some are left out, but we're going to get to you. Okay? Thank you for your patience. It's going to be a good time, man. I can't wait. And then, guys, please, for all my Tracy Diaz out there, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Thank you. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love or don't love about the show. Email me. Seriously, I want to know how to make it better, what you like, what you don't like, what segments you like, et cetera, et cetera. Do you want more guests? Tell me, okay? Seriously, DM me. But, man, vibes are up. It's going to be a good time. Okay, we'll wrap up with this. Have you all seen Russian slap contests? Oh, we got watched. This is the real Kongverzilla. This is the real deal. We need more of this. We're going to show it. Two big Russians, they stand side by side, and they just trade off slapping the absolute snot out of each other. Look at this guy. This guy's the goat right here. Oh! I mean, Russia... I would be if someone came out and said, hey, Russia actually has never been on Earth, it's like another planet, I'd say that makes sense to me. Oh! The guy's just... Look at that! Oh, he just slaps him. Silly. Oh, he just ate that. Just... Psh. This is me and my, this is just guys at the bar at 2 a.m. Psh. Oh, he's done. Oh, look at this one. Look at his arms. Ew. Oh, what are these people doing in Russia, man? Russia is so scary. It's just nothing but... Oh, he just clubbed him with this. What are the rules on this? He just clubbed him with his wrist. Russia, that guy's terrifying. That guy's arm, he was definitely around Chernobyl when that all happened. Probably downwind in Russia there. I think all of Russia is just a little nuclear or like radioactive, I bet. There's nothing but vodka and radiation and cold. But these slap fighting videos are one of my favorite on the internet. You have to check it out if you haven't seen it. I just had to tell you about it. And you can make your Fast and Furious, The Rock movies all you want. But at the end of the day, you don't have nothing on the Russian slapping contest. Okay? Correct opinions, y'all. Thank you for listening yet again. Episode 83 in the books. And we will talk to you next week as always. Do us God bless. Vibes are up. Peace.
Correct opinions.